Welcome to the Nerd Party.
I'm Darren Moser.
I'm Philip Gilfus.
I'm Daniel Prue.
And this is City Alpha 3.
Welcome to City Alpha 3, the Nerd Party's Star Trek podcast. I'm Philip Gilfus, and today, it's time for Bridge Mates. That's right, Bridge Mates, everyone's favorite Star Trek-based podcast game show hosted by me. We'll be testing how well our teams know each other and how they work together. Will they be a pair of Bruce Maddox-constructed synthetics, or will they collapse like a pair of super-secret spy Romulan siblings? Let's meet our illustrious teams. First, let's start with the home team of Daniel Prue and Darren Moser. Gentlemen, how are you doing today?
Well, I'm ready to not break our streak. You ready, Daniel?
Yeah, this is no home field advantage here, folks. Nothing to be worried about because we have low expectations going into this, is all I'm going to say. There's not a lot to see here, so let's see.
We've been stranded the longest, so you'd think we'd know each other better by now, and maybe so.
Don't you all usually talk to me? Anyway. Well, let's meet our next team, Charlene Schmidt and Tristan Riddell, the old favorite combo. How's it getting the team back together? Are you doing a heist?
Well, I had a very long screw you beard, and so I shaved it off, and you know that means business once the beard comes off.
Ooh.
That's right. We are here to win.
Smoother than an android's bottom.
I'm just thinking of McCoy in the motion picture. Like, did you get beamed back in a reserve active status with your medallion? And
it's glistening in the chest hair as we speak.
All right, and let's meet our other team, Jara Hodge and Sue Kissenweather. Ladies, how are you doing?
Well, it's been a long road getting from there the last time that our team was together at Star Trek Las Vegas several years ago to here tonight. But we're ready for this.
That's right. Dreams can come true. Sue, how are you doing?
Well, I've spent the last 6 weeks with nobody but my cats. So you tell me.
She's doing fantastic.
That's right.
Sounds like a dream.
All right. Well, those are our teams. Let's go to round one. This is all about New Trek. I've written it as a New Trek. If you want to spell it N-E-W, it's an audio medium. We've asked our bridge mates a series of questions before the show. We'll now ask their bridge mate those same questions and see if they can correctly guess the response of their teammate. In this round, each correct answer is worth 1 point. So, Tristan, we're going to start with you.
All right, give it to me.
So, and we're going to do question one, and I'm going to go Tristan, Sue, Daniel, and then 2, 3, 4, 5, just to let you know how the rhythm's going to work if it doesn't get you. So, Tristan, question number one, we asked Char this question. Who is your favorite main character on Star Trek Picard, who is not Jean-Luc, of course?
On Star Trek Picard, who was not Picard, new character, I'm clearly stalling for time. As I'm thinking and repeating the question back to you.
I assumed you were doing a Shatner thing.
He is my acting mentor. I would have to say Soji.
Incorrect. Ah! Raffi.
Oh,
dang
it.
That's my girl.
I should have known better. I really, really should have known better. But I honestly, Soji and Narek, I think, were the only two that I could think of. Those were the only two people popping in my head.
Fair enough. And full disclosure, we have not talked about Picard together.
Nope.
Like,
we
hardly
have not.
At all.
Gosh,
man,
there were some
fail.
Podcasts that talked about Picard that it would invite you on. All right, Sue, question number one again. Who is your favorite main character on Star Trek Picard that is not Jean-Luc? What did Jara answer?
I have to figure out if we went gut reaction or over analysis with this one. I know that Jara wanted to really like Jurati, but I think the answer is Raffi.
The answer is Seven.
It's everything Seven was ever supposed to be, or maybe never supposed to be, but in a good way.
All right, Daniel, who is Darren's favorite main character in Star Trek Picard that is not JL?
Okay.
It's our moment, Daniel.
I mean, we did, in fact, talk about this every week for 10
I was
going
to say, you guys have a podcast devoted to every episode of Star Trek.
Don't let that
fool
you.
Have you watched Bridgemates?
Don't let that fool you, because I have no idea. I'm going to guess, if I had to guess, oh, God, and I do, because we're in this game of hell and purgatory that I can never escape. I'm going to guess Captain Mick Sexy Man. I can't remember his character name. Oh,
I'm going to have to push you on a little more specific there.
What is his name? The hologram guy. What is his
yes,
name?
Yes, Rios is correct. Rios. That is his
Yay,
name.
Yay, we're on the board.
All right.
I mean, I knew who Captain Sexy Man was, but...
Is this a turning point?
We'll see. Don't get ahead of yourself.
They've taken an early lead before, Char. It's okay. It's okay.
Okay. There's still plenty of time to crush us into the ground.
It's one question.
All right, Tristan, and I'll make sure to enunciate in this.
Oh, one. Sorry. The connection's breaking up. Show's over, and new winners.
So question number two, Tristan. What did Char answer to this? Whom do you prefer, parenthetically, in whatever way, from Star Trek Discovery, Lorca or Pike?
Oh, Pike for Char all the way.
Correct.
Hell yeah.
In fact, I don't think she likes Lorca at all.
Well, that series is Captain Sexy. All right, Sue, question number two, Lorca or Pike for Jara?
I'm second guessing myself. I'm going to say Pike.
Correct.
Thank God.
And Daniel, what did Darren say to Lorca or Pike?
Porca.
Not for the fanfic, sorry.
Yay, it works that with both ways.
That is one transporter accident I do not want to see.
Would Janeway kill it?
Pike
no.
with long blonde hair, like Malfoy.
Kill it with fire.
Oh, can that be a category? Would Janeway kill it?
Oh, wow.
Future Bridgemates category, please.
Oh, yeah. Man. I want to play that game.
Does
right
your name
now.
Begin with an N or a T?
Does it end in an unusual consonant?
Yeah, I'm going to go with the popular answer. I'm going to say for sure it's got to be Pike.
All right. Everyone wins a round of Pike. Tristan, question number three. What did Char answer to this question? Who is your favorite main character on Star Trek Discovery that is not Commander Saru? Because I know you people.
A favorite main character on Discovery. And so Pike is out of the question on this one because he was temporary on season two, correct?
Tristan, I will say this. I cannot control how people answer these questions.
Okay. All right.
Basically just not Saru.
All right, so favorite main character that's not Saru, I'm going to say Shot in the Dark, Tilly.
Correct. Yes,
well
Tilly.
Done.
Ooh, nice.
I mean, that wasn't a shot in the dark. I mean, that's because I know her so well.
That's right. I feel it's the platonic Gimzadi. Sue, how did Jara answer to her favorite main character on Star Trek Discovery?
I think Jara said the same thing. Tilly.
Correct. Tilly.
Ding, 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 ding.
Wow.
Daniel?
No pressure, Daniel. No.
Daniel.
Well, I don't think it's Tilly, so I'm not going to go there. I would say Spock's shuttle, although I don't think that counts as a character.
My favorite inanimate object, but, you know.
Maybe the tardigrade? Again, no. I don't know for sure. I'm going to guess Stamets.
So, no, because he's difficult. Darren, can you tell everyone your answer?
I picked Lieutenant Detmer. I think she's a really
okay.
interesting character. I like how she kind of progressed from the pilot into the series. And, you know, I like how she kind of has a little bit more of an arc than some of the other background characters. Like, I'm really looking forward to seeing more of her in season three.
You know, my favorite thing about Detmer is she's a character no one would have guessed.
She's not a main character. She's a background character.
As I say.
Like you just said.
I can't control how they answer. That was Tristan answered that. I'm like, I already know what
she has a name. I mean, that's a main character on Star Trek Discovery.
Well, let me put it this way. If I had posed that question to Daniel, I would have gotten Robot Lady as an answer.
That's so true.
Yeah. At least it wasn't like Scant Man number 5.
Yeah. All right, Tristan, question number 4. How did Char answer this question? Which ship, and this means a vessel, not a ship, do you prefer? The USS Discovery, or Picard's La Serena?
Ooh.
Sending you the vibes.
I'm going to say La Serena, because I feel like she
had... Incorrect.
Warning.
Man, you didn't even let me...
This was a tough one.
You didn't even let me explain why I was wrong.
I mean, if you want to explain to everyone why
you're
wrong,
no, it's fine. It's fine. I thought the La Serena has a lot of flavor, and, you know, like, it has that homey feel, and, you know, that's how I describe Char.
Tristan, the Discovery flips.
Well, there you go.
Do a barrel roll, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah, I know.
It's not a pretty ship. I mean... neither are my favorite, but...
I was going to say, I was like, you never really, you know, like, espoused your love for the ship before of Discovery, so...
No.
Oh, man, relationships crumble, it's always sad. All right, Sue, question number 4. What did Jara prefer, USS Discovery or La Serena?
What about the Glenn?
What about it?
And it's sort of like a combination of the two, right? No, I think the Discovery...
Discovery is correct.
Yay. I was say, the Glenn should be the exact same, because it's a Crossfield
class.
Except
it's all twisted and dead.
Yeah. That's true. It's all Tarok Nord.
Slightly at an angle.
Yeah. Slightly at an angle. Oh, power must be out. It's not along the galactic plane. It's
Just one of the rings, though. Just one of the rings.
Oh, that would be cool.
It spins the other way. You didn't notice that.
Oh, yeah,
you?
That's what it is.
We're cavitating. Yeah.
Like in Australia.
Jeez. All right, Daniel, what did Darren say to Discovery versus La Serena?
Yeah, I would say Darren definitely picked Discovery. I
think. He did, indeed.
It's got so many labs. It's a science to science set.
It runs on shrooms.
It's true. Yeah.
That is a major plus.
Mm-hmm. This isn't fair. Char and I stopped our podcast before Picard began.
Oh.
That's true.
But did you stop your friendship, Tristan?
Do you want to have an open group chat where you're constantly just chatting with each other about Star Trek all the time?
Hashtag
the hardest
Star
part
Trek?
Of recapping those Discovery episodes was figuring out what to call that room they were working in with the spore drive. Because it's not engineering.
The not
and
engine
it's
room.
Not the lab. Like, what is it?
And apparently, like, Stamets isn't
shroom
the
room.
Chief engineer, you know?
No. It's just a cargo bay, kind of? I don't know. It was very frustrating.
Tardigrade yep. Storage B, I think it is.
Storage B.
All right, Tristan, question number 5. When it comes to said Star Trek Discovery, which season did Char most enjoy? Season 1 or Season 2?
Season 2.
Correct.
Boom. Didn't even have to think about it.
Yeah. That one should have been easy.
All right, Sue. What did Char say to Discovery, Season 1 or Season 2?
Also Season 2.
Correct. And Daniel, what did Darren say to Season 1? Versus Season 2 of Star Trek Discovery.
Let's go with Season 2 as well.
I'm Warning. Afraid you're wrong.
Spock Shuttle. I mean, come on. We lament it the entire time we talked about this show.
That's fair.
I liked it when there was more promise of Season 1 and what could be. And then we got Season 2. Which wasn't terrible. Just I like a lot of things.
We have it all
one.
On audio, Darren. You can't backtrack. Okay.
The internet's forever.
That's right. It ends round 1, so the scores are as follows. To Tristan and Char, we are at 3 points. To Sue and Jara, we are at 4 points. Ooh. And to Daniel and Darren, they are at 3 points as well.
I mean, we're still in the running. That's better Daniel? Than zero. All
Not right. out of it yet. Let's go, round 2.
So, let's move on to round 2, where we switch questions to the other bridge mates. Again, each question is worth 1 point. And this round is dedicated to everyone's faith of the heart, Enterprise. I always have to say it like Tucker does. All right, so we're going to mix up the order just a little bit. So, Jar, we're going to start with you. How did Sue answer this question? Which is your favorite season of Enterprise / Star Trek Enterprise, depending on which season she answered?
God. 4.
Correct.
Yeah. It's all the better... badass lady Vulcans in that season.
That is exactly the correct
reason. Badass lady Vulcans. All right, Darren, what did Daniel say is his favorite season of that show?
Well, you know, all the times you've talked about Enterprise.
You pick the topics a third of the time, Darren. You know,
that's true. That's true. I'm trying to think which ones have his favorite parts. I'm going to also go with season 3.
Incorrect. That's an incorrect use of the word also. It's season 2 was his answer.
Ah, I was close. What do you like about season two, Daniel?
I like. Well, I can't really get into that. You know, we could talk about that on the show.
All right. Daniel, you also have a third of the topics you can select. All right, Char, how did Tristan answer his preference of his season of Enterprise?
Trying to read brainwaves, trying to read the brainwaves. Can't speak. Can't do both at the same time, apparently. I want to say season three, because I know Tristan likes the Zindi arc.
Correct.
And also Twilight's on there, so thank goodness. Okay.
It's true. It's true. Those are the two main reasons why I chose it.
All right.
All right, Jar. Question number two. How did Sue answer this question? Who is your favorite Enterprise character that's not Phlox?
Oh, damn.
Just use the same reasoning again.
T'Pol? Wait a minute, what? I mean, I was going to say T'Pol.
That's correct with cheating. I'm putting an asterisk.
Asterisk.
Fine.
We got to remember what happened in 2016, there. Tristan. Let it slide.
Oh. That's right. She might get banned from future Bridgemates. This is how it works. It's like the Astros, for those who don't. It's sports ball.
It's not like there
later.
Was really another choice, let's be honest.
Exactly. Well, we'll see. Darren, what did Daniel answer to his favorite character on Enterprise that's not Phlox?
Well, I don't think he would have picked Phlox, so I'm not worried about that. I'm trying to think of the most Ro-like character in Enterprise. I'm also going to go with T'Pol.
Incorrect. He said the Captain Archer.
Oh, Captain Archer. He is a good choice.
That was his choice.
It's a choice.
Yes. Char, what did Tristan answer to his favorite character, not Phlox?
Gotta go with Trip Tucker.
That is correct. All right. I mean, it's just correct. Full on.
I think if I would have gotten that one wrong, Tristan would genuinely be mad at me.
I would be a little upset and a little wounded, too.
I mean, we've done enough punch-its relating to Trip, and especially his relationship to T'Pol, where, if I didn't know that, I'm not paying any attention.
I was going to say, there was a lot of shipping episodes on that one.
Yes.
Yeah, no more catfish for you. All right, Jar, question number three. How did Sue answer this? Which ship would you, ship being a vessel, I know I have to with this group, which ship would you personally rather serve on? Archer's NX-01 or Hernandez's NX-02 Columbia?
Or Columbia.
Correct.
Yeah, she'd be a way better boss.
This is so true.
Even if you get lost and are never heard from again, it's still worth it.
I was going to say, I was like, you know the fate of the Columbia, right?
I mean, worth technically, it. We know the fate of the Enterprise D, but, you know.
All right, Darren, how did Daniel answer versus NX-01 versus NX-02?
Well, you know, I happen to know that Daniel's favorite character is Archer, so I would say that he would like to serve on the NX-01, no bloody other letters behind that.
That is correct.
It's great reasoning there, Daniel. Good job.
You know, I know you, Daniel.
We had to get one wrong to get one right. It was worth it.
It was the sacrifice play.
That's like a Batman movie line or something, I feel like. You have to get one wrong in order to get one right. All right, Char, how did Tristan answer about Archer's ship versus Hernandez's ship?
This is a tough one. I know how much he likes Captain Hernandez, and so I'm going to have to go with that.
Warning. Incorrect. He said NX-01.
When have I ever said anything positive about Captain Hernandez?
She just remembered you talked a lot about her. She just didn't remember that it was all negative.
Didn't signify the positive or negative.
And I'm not even saying, like, I've said a lot of negative things about Captain Hernandez. I don't even remember saying the captain's name.
No, wait a minute. Okay, we're going to have to get Patrick Carlin to chime in on this on Twitter or something, because he knows everything about everything we've ever talked about. I could have sworn that you had really good things to say about Captain Hernandez, and you even liked her ship just a little bit better.
No.
Am I making that up?
You are completely making that up.
You're getting to that moment I've had with my wife where I'm like, oh, remember when we saw that show? She's like, that wasn't me. And I'm like, oh.
It must have been your other podcasting partner for 10 years.
Yep.
Oh, gosh. I mean, wow. Tristan prefers the future crew from E Squared over Captain Hernandez. So.
That's true.
Well, then I'll just bow my head in shame.
Darren knows this. Right. I mean, maybe if I preferred the
the pointless blinking lights on the poles on her ship.
They prevent the rocks from falling down. I mean, that does make sense.
Monitors. Sorry. More monitors.
I prefer the absence of Reed.
You know what? I respect that.
All right, Jar, question number four. How did Sue answer this? When it comes to theme tune, do you prefer Enterprise's original theme tune or the latter jazzed up version?
Ooh, this is hard. I'm gonna go with the original.
That is correct. She said original, not extra crispy jazz.
Extra crispy?
Extra crispy.
That's what Riker does, I'm pretty sure, is extra crispy jazz. Yeah.
Because he gets that one note wrong, that's the extra crispy part. Darren, how did Daniel answer to original theme tune or what was it, season three? Don't hold me to that.
Latter. See, I always like just skip it, and unfortunately, the Inner Mirror Darkly episode beginner is not an option because that's the best intro for all of Enterprise.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You know, it's got 100% more Nazis in it. That's true, but I would say that. I think
off topic here, Darren.
Okay.
Dangerously
I think I think Daniel also goes with the classic Faith of the Heart. It's
I like how we call it classic, but yes, that is correct.
Less worse than the jazzy version.
Darren, you're always doing your Godwin's Law of podcasting as well as Nazis.
I feel like you're forgetting about some Nazis at the beginning of season four.
Yep.
No, they were, but they just weren't in the intro.
That's true.
It's a teaser, not an intro. It's completely different.
You have me there.
Char, question number four. How did Tristan answer to original theme tune or latter jazzed up version?
Shot in the dark here. The original.
Yes, everyone answered for original recipe. That is dark. Correct.
Although I don't mind the jazzy crispy one.
Was that when they changed it to Star Trek Enterprise, or did that happen earlier?
No, that was second season. Well, I say that. I believe I'm correct with second season. I might be wrong that it was season three. I'll correct myself in post.
Or forget about it completely.
All right, the final question of this round, Jar. How did Sue answer this question, which is actually about what most of you would define the word ship? When it comes to true love, OTP, are you a yes or a no on Trip to Paul?
No.
She said yes.
I said it's fine.
Right. Okay.
Which is a positive statement.
Exactly. Okay. This is binary.
Okay, it's fine.
I think that is a neutral statement, but fine.
I only feel somewhat betrayed.
Right. Darren, how did Daniel answer to Trip to Paul, yes or no?
Well, I'm just trying to think who else it would be. Like, what other pairing, like, for
it's just
either
them.
Of them?
It's, we're just saying, having them in judgment, it's like the cue light, chink, yes or no.
Yes.
Yes is correct.
In Sue's defense, I did put, I actually don't care about this, but if I have to pick one, that, I would pick yes.
You know what? Like, if I was your bridge mate, Daniel, I would have said, he doesn't care is the answer.
But he would have said it in the rock voice, and it would have been really cool.
I do not find it personally offensive, is what I was going for.
All right, Char. Well, how did Tristan answer to yes or no on Trip to Paul, which is to Paul?
He is in favor. He ships them.
Yes, that is correct.
Hard.
I just wanted to say that. I don't know why.
All right, so looking at the final scores after round two, we have Tristan and Char at 7, and in a Star Trekian way, we have Sue and Jara at 9.
Well, hey.
Asterisk. And then we have Daniel and Darren at 7. So we have a
tied for second place. That's like as good as we've ever had.
I don't know if we've ever been in it in round two, so this is exciting.
All right, so now we'll go to round three. We'll pose 3 trivia questions to each of our 3 teams. Each correct answer is worth 5 points. They will be allowed 1 pass, but if they exhaust that pass and cannot answer a question, there will be a chance to steal. Daniel and Darren, we'll go with you. So I have 4 cards in front of me. So to make sure I'm not, you know, choosing your questions, Daniel, pick a number 1 through 4.
We'll go with my favorite season of Enterprise, 2.
Okay. So these are your 3 questions. First one, what planet does the USS Enterprise visit in the original pilot, The Cage?
Oh, that's easy.
Oh, it's Talos 4.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Final answer.
Yeah.
Okay. Next question.
I thought it was going to be Enterprise. I'm like, ah, oh, crap. I can't remember the name of that planet.
Carbon Creek.
Carbon Creek. Your second question. In the Deep Space Nine episode, Shattered Mirror, why is there no Mirror Universe counterpart for Jake Sisko?
I would assume that Jennifer is, like, dead, or she never had him, or they never got married.
I don't remember. Oh, my goodness.
Because five reasons. I'm going to need one.
I don't remember. I honestly don't.
I'm going to go with, it's got to be either she's dead or that they just never
she's
married.
She's not dead. She's definitely alive because they...
Oh, that's right. She is alive.
He almost wants to take her back to the regular universe, and it causes quite
a
pickle.
That's right. That's right. They just never got married then.
Yeah, that might make sense. Let's go with that.
Yeah. They never got married.
Incorrect. They separated before conceiving a child. Your last question in this round. What comedian originated the role of Ishka, the mother of Quark and Rom, in the Deep Space Nine episode Family Business?
Comedian.
That means lady comedian. Yes. With a bunch of N's and E's at the end.
Ishka in Family Business.
By the way, for those playing at home, this is questions from the official Star Trek scene. I did not make these up.
Oh, hey.
One out of three ain't bad.
Were you playing on hard, Philip?
I thought, all right, well, Tristan's only allowed to say that word.
Let's see.
I know that there was at least two people who played Ishka. Maybe more, but I can't remember. I don't remember either of their names. So I'm out. Go ahead and guess, Darren. Good luck.
it's got to be Sarah Silverman. It's a comedian in Star Trek. That's all I know. That's all I know.
I got some yelling of "Can we steal?" So Jara and Sue, I believe you were the yelling "Can we steal?" I believe you were. So what's your steal?
It's Andrea Martin.
Andrea Martin is correct.
Well done.
Well done.
It might wash that asterisk away at this point. All right. Char and Tristan,
we steal. No, I'm just kidding. I know it
doesn't work. I'll rearrange these so you don't think I'm doing anything funny here. So Char and Tristan, I've rearranged these cards here. Pick a number 1 through 3. Whoever wants to.
Got a preference, Tristan?
Nope, go for it.
How about my favorite number, 3?
Your first question. In Star Trek The Motion Picture, whom does Dr. Leonard McCoy replace as the Enterprise's chief medical officer?
Ugh.
It's Chapel, isn't it?
That is correct.
I mean,
I was conferring with Tristan, but thank goodness that was correct.
Yeah.
I thought it was one of the people that died on the transporter pad.
No, it was the science officer.
That's where my brain
But there were
too.
Two people on the pad, so that's why. For some reason, I thought the other one was the doctor.
We don't care about the other one, apparently.
They didn't live long.
Fortunately.
All right, your second question for your team. What opportunity does Captain Picard provide to Ambassador Spock at the end of the Next Generation episode, Unification Part 2?
To share what Sarek shared with him via mind meld.
There you go. Those are the words I was looking for mixed up there. Yes, that is correct. Question number 3. Which long time the Next Generation cast member made his directorial debut with the Deep Space Nine episode In the Cards?
In the Cards.
Okay.
Well, we know that Frakes started on TNG. Or do we?
Was it possibly LeVar Burton?
It's either Burton or Dorn.
Yeah.
I'm going to say Burton.
Warning. That is incorrect. Ah. It was Michael Dorn.
Ah. Oh, dang it.
Now, Jar and Sue, I will mix these two up here. All right. Pick a number 1 through 2.
You want to pick, Sue?
Sure. How about in honor of Majel Barrett, we go with number 1?
Ooh.
Well done.
Your first question. In the original series episode, Operation Annihilate, what is Peter Kirk's relation to Captain Kirk?
Oh, man. Is he, like, his grandfather? Great-grandfather?
Is that the one where he has, like, a sudden brother?
Oh, you might be right.
Incorrect. He is Captain Kirk's nephew.
Okay.
I mean, mystery brothers are kind of a Star Trek thing. So.
That's true, yeah.
Yes, they are.
Or sisters. Or half-sisters. Or, anyway, don't get us started.
That too.
All right, and your second question. In the Deep Space Nine episode, For the Cause, who compares the Federation to the Borg?
Eddington.
Correct. Your third question, which I know Daniel would appreciate. In which U.S. state is Broken Bow from the Star Trek Enterprise episode of the same name?
Montana, right, Sue?
Sure.
I'm going with Montana.
Incorrect. Oklahoma.
It's all so flat.
I knew this one.
I live in the opposite of Oklahoma.
Looking at the final scores here. In last place, or should I say regular place, with 12 points, is Darren and Daniel.
Yay, 12 points!
And our runner-up with 17 points is Tristan and Char.
Man.
So that makes the winners with 19 points, Sue and Jara.
Woo! Congratulations!
Yay! Council of Mistresses!
So what are we up to? Enterprise F so far? Is something around there?
Those familiar with Bridgemates knows that means the winning team now goes to the bonus round. All right, for the bonus round for this team, we will now be playing Netflix Summaries, everyone's favorite game.
I'm so glad we lost.
This is where give summaries from Netflix from a Star Trek episode. Now, you know, I could make you name the episode, but I thought I'd switch it around a little bit, do something a little bit different. So we're playing Netflix Summaries, TNG, DS9, or Voyager.
Oh, so God. All... I thought you were going to say, like, name of the season. That
was... So all the character names, obviously, have been replaced by a blank. So just to let you know. So here we go. Your first bonus round question. This is the Netflix summary. During a party celebrating blank's promotion, Ambassador Krajinski takes him aside and quietly reveals that there has been a coup. TNG, DS9, or Voyager?
It's got to be DS9, right?
I will go DS9 too, yeah.
That is from The Adversary, Season 3, Episode 26, Deep Space Nine.
I was going to say, can't be Voyager, because no admirals showed up on the ship.
And there was no promotion party on TNG that I can think of.
Question number two. The crew responds to a distress call from Rana 4, a Federation colony that is under attack from an unknown alien ship.
Sounds very TNG.
This is from Survivor. Season 3, Episode 3, The Next Generation.
I was going to say, like, Federation, it can't be Voyager, and they go to a planet, so it can't be Deep Space Nine.
All right. Number 3. Hopefully I'm going to pronounce this word correctly. An injured cytoplasmic life form attaches itself to blank, tapping into her body like a parasite.
This is Voyager.
That is correct. Nothing Human, Season 5, Episode 8.
I watched that one, like, last week.
Nice. Number 4. Blank starts having vivid dreams about another life, another love, and another planet.
TNG.
Warning.
That is incorrect. Voyager.
That's Voyager.
The episode Remember.
Where, I was thinking,
isn't it B'Elanna that has those dreams?
With, like, when he thinks he's married to Minuet.
Right. Or Picard when he's married to some stranger and has his own son. Yeah.
But neither of those are dreams. Anyway.
So number 5, and this is my favorite personally, but that's just me. Darwin, a disgraced Klingon spy, travels back in time to alter some events to his likings. The crew must find out what he's trying to change and prevent it without altering the timeline.
That would be...
Is that the one where he turns out to be Alexander?
Let's go with that.
And it's DS9.
That's not an answer.
It's TNG, yeah. Is that what
here is Trials and Tribulations,
oh, damn
Deep
it.
Space Nine.
I said DS9. We never gave
yeah,
a
yeah, but
real
then she said TNG.
Yeah. Alexander is not an answer. So, but anyway, so that was 3 out of 5. So congratulations to Sue. And
you
Jara.
Still win. Yay! Yay!
Is there like a scenario where you, if you bomb them all, it's like, yeah, sorry, you just lost your lead?
Never mind.
You have to ask Tristan and Char.
I was waiting for that joke because I started getting PTSD to Vegas.
Yeah, I'm having flashbacks. Thanks.
Well, thanks to Tristan, Char, Jara, Sue, Darn, and Daniel. I'm Philip, and for the moment, we're all stranded here on City Alpha 3.